This is today's Midwest Digest, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. Newsman Steve Alexander has the report coming up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, Max. You know, Max is very active and popular on social media. I follow him on Twitter. He's on Facebook, too, maybe some other platforms. But, you know, I have never seen Max post anything inappropriate. Oh, no. Jim and Stella Fay raised him better than that. Doing so, though, can cause some problems, as was the case with a Peoria, Illinois police officer, 17-year veteran, posted some things on Facebook that many members of the community complained about, and the police chief decided to fire him. That ex-cop is asking a federal judge to give him his job back, claiming that what he says on social media off-duty is none of the police chief's business, and it is his right under the First Amendment. Yeah, that's going to be an interesting one to watch. Also in Illinois, lawmakers decided to fight the opioid crisis with marijuana. The governor signed a law allowing doctors to prescribe marijuana as a painkiller, the idea being that that would reduce use and demand for opioids. The Illinois Department of Public Health reports 11,000 people have died from opioid overdoses in the last 10 years, and now twice as many people are dying from opioids as from traffic accidents. The shoes continue to drop in the Catholic Church sex scandal after 300 priests were named in Pennsylvania last week. The Archdiocese of Gary, Indiana, named 10 priests accused of sexual misconduct. 7 are dead. The other 3 have been removed from public ministry. No indication in the statement whether any of them ever faced criminal prosecution for their alleged child sexual abuse. Here's a good idea, I think. At the Gerald R. Ford International Airport in Grand Rapids, Michigan, if you have to empty the change out of your pockets to get through security, well, you can now drop it into a container that will go to support homeless people in that area. Remember the movie where Tom Hanks played baseball manager Jimmy Duggan, yelling the immortal line, "There's no crying in baseball"? You know, that movie was all the way back in 1992. Fast forward to this past weekend, and I think there were tears on that field where Tom Hanks yelled that line. A couple of baseball fans, Christopher Weisheit and Brittany Burke, decided they would have their wedding on that field used in the movie, which is actually League Field in Huntingburg, Indiana. So there they were a few days ago, 7 bridesmaids and 7 groomsmen lined up on the third and first base lines facing home plate where the new Mr. and Mrs. started their married life. Safe at home, you might say. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.